You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com, where audio files are available for download. You can write to the show by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. If you'd like a full transcript, you'd better get a pen. All aboard the English Express.
Welcome to the English Express Radio Podcast with your host Cliff and Brandon.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm speaking with a deep voice because I recently read a study that speaking with deep voices attract the ladies.
Oh, are you trying to attract more ladies?
I'm always trying to attract ladies so I can turn them down and tell them I'm married.
Such a cruel soul you are.
Well, you know, that's what life is all about. Attracting all the women you can and then saying, too bad, ladies. But, you think it's working?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure every one of our lady listeners just got turned off stone cold hearing you do that.
Well, I better stop doing that then. You know what? I think that's a load of crap, too. That doesn't work. Nobody gets turned on by my voice.
Well, hold on. I think deep voices, an attractive voice, it's a good start.
I don't have one of those, though.
No, yeah. No, sorry, dude. You're going to have to find another way to attract.
I'm sure my wife loves it when I talk about that kind of thing. Well, thanks for joining us today. Visit us online, theenglishexpress.com. Email the show, info@theenglishexpress.com. At the website, you can download all of our past shows and send us emails. Let us know what you think. When you visit the website, you can actually leave a review, which Brandon has not done.
Oh, was I supposed to review myself? That seems
kind of... Yeah, you got to review our show. I'll review us. I haven't done it either.
I'm probably going to give us a negative review, though.
Well, that's fine, because we can read it on the air to make it funny.
All right.
How do you feel about hurricanes?
Yeah, I can take them or leave them.
Well, Hurricane Matthew, which just recently rolled through Florida, as you may have seen on the news.
I heard about it hitting Haiti. I hadn't heard about it making landfall in Florida.
Yeah, well, in Palm Coast, Florida, the hurricane did make land, and it knocked out all phone service. And Eric Olson has an 87-year-old grandmother who doesn't have a cell phone. She doesn't.
What's a cell phone? I've never seen this newfangled gadget.
She doesn't go in for all that newfangled technology. You know, my home phone is
a beeper.
It's been working good so far. I'm 87 years old, and I'm right in the middle of a hurricane. And he wanted to know his grandma was okay, because he's watching on the news. He's in another state, and, you know, grandma said she ain't leaving. She's going to ride out the storm.
Wasn't that a big problem in Hurricane Katrina also, is you got these, you know, older ladies, and they're like, this is the only house I have. My husband is dead. If I lose this house, I lose everything. So I'm staying in this house, and that's it.
I either make it or I don't. I'm 87.
Yeah.
So how do you get a hold of her?
You go.
No, you're states and states away. You'll never make it in time. You want to know if she's okay now.
Well, if there's no phone, no power, no internet, there's no way. You need to you live in reality still, right?
Well, Eric called the police and the sheriff's department to try to get them to go out there and check on her.
You're in a nightclub.
Oops. Sorry about that. I picked up my paper and accidentally hit the button.
It is Florida, after all. It's a nightclub.
They're too busy. They can't get out there. They're overwhelmed. It's a hurricane, for crying out loud. Yeah.
You can't call the police in a hurricane.
So he called Papa John's and ordered a pizza for his grandma.
Hey, that's actually kind of smart.
And they made, in the middle of a hurricane, they made it to his grandmother's home in less than 30 minutes.
Must have been a big tip.
Well, he did leave a decent tip, and he left instructions for the delivery person to call him on the cell phone upon arrival and let him talk to his grandma. And guess what? She was fine. She says the pepperoni pizza was fantastic.
I bet she was nice and surprised. Like, hey.
Pizza. All right. Yeah.
That's what I want in a hurricane.
That's pretty clever, to be honest.
I don't know if I would have come to that conclusion. I would have thought, you know, there's nothing we can do. I hope she's okay. I guess we'll see on the other end. And just worried all night. I don't think I ever would have thought of that.
Next, a real life. I'm trying to think of a fable. What? A fable. A real life fable has come to life. The tortoise and the hare. Do you know the classic story of the tortoise and the hare?
Last time I checked, tortoises were reptiles and they don't have hair.
No, rabbits, hair.
Yeah, rabbits have hair, but not tortoises.
Come on, man. You know the story.
Yes. I have heard the story once or twice.
Can you recap it for the audience who may not have heard this fable from Aesop?
So, like, once upon a time, there was this rabbit, and he was really, like, this prick, and he, you know, flipped tires in his free time and drank breast milk.
Come on!
And so he argued with this tortoise, and he's all cocky and pushing him, and he's like, come on, let's do this. And the tortoise was like, man, I'm just trying to go home. And he's like, yeah, I'll race you home. And the rabbit ran off, right? So the tortoise just went home, and the rabbit on his imaginary race got tired, and he's like, oh, I beat this tortoise so bad, I'm such a big buff bro, I can just hang out under this tree and go to sleep. And so he did, took a little nap, and the tortoise passed him up and got to home first, locked the door, and never talked to the rabbit again.
And what's the moral of the story?
Don't do CrossFit.
No. Come on. hey, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
I didn't talk about Fight Club.
The first rule of CrossFit is you tell everybody about CrossFit.
CrossFit, bro. CrossFit, bro.
Well, the moral is slow and steady wins the race. So who would win in an actual real-life race between a tortoise and a rabbit?
A rabbit. Hands down.
Think so, huh?
I do. If you had them both at top speed running a track, yeah, I'm going to say the rabbit wins.
Well, Nick Sina, that's S-I-N-A, has uploaded the actual race that he conducted on YouTube, so you can watch it. And they had a tortoise owner and a rabbit owner, and they were cheering their animals on at the finish line. Come on, tortoise! Let's go, tortoise! Rabbit, get your ass in gear! You know, they can't touch them, they can't affect them, but they can cheer them on and try to get them to the finish line, all right? As you might expect, the rabbit got off to a significant lead.
He got off to a hopping start.
A very hopping start. But right before the end, he stopped and started chilling and looking around.
You're kidding me.
Swear to God. The rabbit's owner started calling it, Rabbit! Come on, Rabbit! He's tapping the floor, trying to, you know, Rabbit, come on! But he didn't move. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept plodding along at a steady pace. And by the time it finally got going again, the rabbit decided to get his ass in gear. Tortoise was already halfway across the finish line.
Oh, wow. So the tortoise won.
The tortoise won. Slow and steady actually does win the race. And so you can I checked out the video online. It's pretty entertaining. So
you did your due diligence on research.
Yeah, it's not worth playing. It's not very fun for that. But yeah, check out YouTube. Just search like Nick Sina, tortoise and the hare race and stuff like that. You'll find.
I don't know. I've driven across Nevada quite a few times, and I've got to tell you, when the rabbits jump in front of my car, they're a lot faster than a tortoise can ever be.
Yeah, but the funny thing is it happened exactly the way the old fairy tale says it would, where the rabbit gets to the end easily and then just decides to hang out, read
it's a
book.
Spot. What's that line over there? I'll check it out later.
All right. Now we've got an election coming up soon. That means it's time for a political pile.
Wait a minute.
This great political pile music, right?
This doesn't sound political to me. Where's the hail to the chief and all that?
No, this is circus music. You know what? I need to apologize to the circus.
Back the truck up here. Hold on.
Circus industry for offending them. For calling the election cycle a big circus.
Yeah, dude, that's just offensive to elephants, tigers, and bears.
That brings us to our first story, where the circus would now like you to stop calling the elections circuses. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey has launched a new campaign titled "The Circus Wants the Circus Back."
I'm taking it back.
Their goal is to get rid of the negative association that presidential elections have brought to the word circus and clowns. Actual real-life ringmaster Jonathan Lee has sent out a press release. Everybody from the media to the public to politicians and even President Barack Obama himself have repeatedly called the 2016 presidential election a circus, or have referred to the candidates as clowns. And these comparisons need to stop immediately. We want you to use hashtag take back the circus and return it to the real circus. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus coming to a town near you. Buy tickets today.
aren't they in Reno?
Well, that's circus. Oh, they have traveling circuses that go like, you know, around.
Okay.
What date is the election?
The 8th.
Go and register. Make sure you get out and vote November 28th. If you've already registered, request an absentee ballot today and vote November 28th.
Yeah. So
he said it twice.
At a rally last week, Donald Trump told his supporters to go out and vote on November 28th. In an unrelated story, Hillary Clinton would also like his supporters to go out and vote on November 28th.
This election is rigged.
They did not tell me the election was not on November 28th.
I don't know why Donald Trump is Mayor Quincy from The Simpsons to you, but I would like to know why the election was on.
There's a new term that has recently surged on Google in light of this election. It turns out that Americans are looking for someone, anyone other than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to vote for in this election.
Yeah.
Google Trends data shows that online searches for the term write-in have jumped by almost 3,000% in just the last week. That's the highest level it's hit since the 2004 election. top five states searching for alternatives are Democratic strongholds like Vermont, Delaware, New Jersey, or Republican ones like Utah and Indiana, rather than, you know, battleground states. So these are folks who know that it's pretty much set, that their vote doesn't matter, like if you live in California or something like that. And they're trying to do, like, funny ones like, you know, Mickey Mouse, D's Nuts.
Oh.
That guy always runs every year.
Deep Nuts runs. Mike Hawk.
Some people, though, are interested in actual writing candidates like Bernie Sanders. They're voting for Mike Pence. So they're searching like Bernie Sanders as a writing candidate.
Wait a minute. Wait, what? Can they do that? What if
you can write in anybody you want? You can vote for literally anyone. You can vote for yourself. But you have to get a certain percentage of in the polls in order for them to print your name on it.
Yeah.
So as an independent candidate, otherwise they'll pick whoever wins the party's nomination. Because you've got the Green Party, the Marijuana Party, or whatever. You know,
is that what the Green Party is? They're just the Marijuana Party.
Pretty much.
It's the Green Party.
Yeah. There's been a lot of rumors as well about why Donald Trump is running.
There's been some speculations, yeah.
They say it's just been a publicity stunt that's gone way farther than he ever planned on.
That he was trying to raise his name and bring awareness to his corporation and plan to get out of it when the primary was moving. But here he is, you know, now he can't give himself up.
I gotta be honest, if I ran as a joke and started winning, I don't think I'd drop out either.
And the kind of man Donald Trump is, once he sees the availability of power, he's not going to pass that up.
Hell no, he's not. Well, new reports say Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has informally approached some of the top dealmakers in television about the prospect of setting up a Trump television network after the election. He's contacted a boutique investment bank within the last couple of months, according to people with knowledge of the matter, and they're trying to, you know, set something up. Trump has denied the whole thing, calling the speculation, it's false, it's just a rumor, my son-in-law is an idiot, he's a loser.
Yeah, and we can trust everything Donald Trump says, because he never lies.
You're wrong. You're the puppet.
But Mr. Trump, we have audio clip of you, wrong, never grabbed him by the...
And of course, you know, Billy Bush was fired from the Today Show for his part in... You don't know who Billy Bush is?
He's President Bush's
nephew, first of all.
I had heard he got suspended, but I didn't hear he was fired.
Yeah, you know who he is, though, right?
I mean, because now I do. I didn't before.
I used to see him on Access Hollywood all the time. That's what the show that he was doing before, but then he moved up to NBC on the Today Show. And, yep, now his work bone has been disconnected from the salary bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for Billy Bush. I guess he'll have to call his, his uncle, George.
Uncle Georgie, can I have a loan?
Grandpa other George Bush. Hey, maybe I can, interview you after you jump out of the plane for the 90th time. Because, you know, George Bush Sr., he always jumps out of the plane on his birthday.
I was just about to ask about that. That sounds like a tradition of some sort.
Yeah, single year, he's like, what is he, like 90 years old? And he still jumps out of a plane. He still does it every single year.
Must be a fun thing to do.
How about Hustler magazine getting involved in the election? Larry Flint. Have you heard of Larry Flint?
Why not? Everyone else is, right?
Larry Flint, even though he's been out of the headlines for a while, he's coming back. His magazine is offering $1 million to anyone who can produce verifiable video footage or audio recordings showing Donald Trump engaging in illegal activity or actively sexually assaulting or demeaning women.
It has to be out there. It has to be out there.
The magazine has promised to pay both the provider of the materials and to publish them before the presidential election. Shockingly, or not so, depending, considering that offer, he's supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And he's offered other similar rewards for other race, you know, other elections and stuff like that. This is like a thing he does. Is anybody you don't like, if you have information, he'll pay you.
So this isn't the first time. He's not singling Trump out.
Nope. Now, how about this? Do you vote in the elections?
I really haven't up until this year, but there's so many things going on in California this year that I feel that it deserves my vote.
What would turn you off to a candidate?
Ooh. I mean,
like, what's a deal breaker for you?
I think animal, spousal, or child abuse. I'll call it family abuse. If you're
pretty
hurting
close.
I
said pretty close.
Yeah, that would kill it for me. If you're harming the ones you love, then you have no business representing anybody for anything.
66% of Americans say we will never vote for a politician who doesn't like pets.
If you don't like pets and you don't want them, that's fine. I don't care about that. But if you have pets and you hit them, then you're a piece of crap and you have no business doing anything.
Yeah, but if you come out and say, yeah, I don't really like pets, you've pretty much guaranteed already that you've lost that election. It reminds me of President Nixon, Richard Nixon, when he was in office, and he was getting some flack for receiving gifts, which you can't do. And because
did he get jelly bellies and stuff?
Well, like political gifts, because depending on who it is,
it can be a whole color just for him, didn't they?
Well, you're talking about Ronald Reagan, but it can be considered a bribe. So depending on who it's coming from, you can't accept gifts. And President Nixon was under fire for accepting some gifts from certain groups, and he had to give it all back. But he gave this really impassioned speech where he talked about how honest he was and how he couldn't be bought, and he was giving the gifts back. But the one gift that I will not be giving back is they gave us a small dog named Checkers, and my kids love that dog, and I'm not giving that back. I'm going to keep the dog Checkers. And it was dubbed the Checkers speech. It was actually a really good speech, and I named my truck Checkers after that.
Truck?
Yeah, I got an old Toyota pickup truck.
And you named it, and it's not checkered. It's a solid color.
No, but there was this girl that I was seeing, and we were riding around. She said, you know, because it was that truck that I drive was my very first vehicle from when I was 17 years old. It was my first vehicle. And she said, what do you mean, no?
You had a Chrysler LeBaron.
No, it was before that. I was 17 years old. Dad took the truck away and started using it for his own purposes. But I had the truck first, okay? And it had like a long and storied history. I've had a lot of memories with that truck. It's been taken away from me, denied me to drive or have it. I got it back. I got it taken away. I got it back. I had other vehicles. Then I got it back. And she said, with that kind of a history, it has to have a name. And the only name I could think of was Checkers. And she painted a checkerboard on the dash with her nail polish, black and red, and it's still there to this day.
I would be pissed.
Well, no, I was there. I told her it was cool.
No, you take your nail polish and put that away. It's my checkerboard.
It's still there, and it looks cool. I like it. So, moving on with the election pile, I like this one. Speaking of elections and history, Hitler always comes up, and it's weird how he's come up in this election, because they've likened Hitler to one of the candidates.
There's so many times where it's like, oh, that's a direct parallel to what happened in Germany at this time. Oh, he's saying the exact same things and the crowds are reacting the same ways. It's pretty easy to draw the parallels.
Well, did you know that his birthplace has been kind of a tourist attraction? The guy who owns it is obviously, think about it. If you own the home that Hitler was born in, you're going to market that, aren't you?
Yeah.
And he's been making about $5,300 a month renting it out.
Wow.
And, but with like some things changing, he was afraid that, it was going to become a neo-Nazi shrine. So he's ordering it torn down and they're to, build a new structure there. And the reason is there's a new legal amendment that allows the government to seize properties that they deem significant in some way. And they had basically targeted his home, you know, the birthplace of Hitler, and they were just going to take it away from him. So in order to stop them from that, he's ordering it torn down. I kind of understand that, because once your home has been taken from you, you no longer have control over what happens to it.
Right.
And he's afraid that they'll like turn it into a museum or something. The foundation, they don't have to tear that down, but they build a new building, and it will be used by either charity or local authorities, which gave me pause, because they're saying that the government can just seize someone else's property for their own purposes, which kind of feels ironic because of what Germany did under Hitler. Yeah. You know, just seizing other countries for their own purposes. So happening again, not just with Trump.
History repeating itself.
All right. And then the last one of this segment. This is one of the more interesting protests I've seen in a while. Who are you voting for this year for president?
I do not plan to put a vote in for president.
Okay. And why is that?
Because I do not support either candidate in any way.
Would you say you like Trump?
No.
Would you say you actively dislike Trump?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're walking down the street and you see a row of cars that are clearly Donald Trump supporting people, you know, Donald Trump supporters, maybe they got bumper stickers or something like that, that makes it obvious that they are Trump supporters. What do you do?
I do what I do every time I pass somebody on the street. I continue on my merry blanking way because I don't interfere with the lives of others. It's what I don't understand. But people that see somebody that disagrees with them, they feel that they have to go like do something to change their mind or argue with them or teach them why they're wrong and why I'm so right. No, they're allowed to have their little protest and you're allowed to just keep on walking to the store or whatever you were doing outside at that time.
Well, Christina Ferguson, 32 years old, she's walking down the street and sees about 30 cars that belong to Donald Trump supporters. I don't know why she had this in her hand, but it turns out that she was holding a family-sized jar of low-sodium, creamy, natural Jif peanut butter. And she decided that now was the time to begin spreading it all over these cars.
She carries peanut butter with her wherever she goes.
Just in case. Then she burst into the club where the people were meeting. Because, you know, you got all the cars surrounding this building. They're clearly in there doing things. So after she peanut buttered up their car, she burst in and started shouting about how much she hated Trump before being politely asked to leave the meeting, where she did. Then the people in the building thought, maybe we should check on her. Because when somebody burst into your building shouting obscenities and then
apparently
leaves,
covered in peanut butter,
they're like, we should probably check on her. So they went out and saw her vandalizing cars. They called the police, of course, who said that fortunately it wasn't chunky peanut butter, so at least the vehicles didn't get scratched. The interesting thing is, the cars actually belong to members of the Tomorrow River Conservation Club, who have no political affiliation whatsoever, and not a single person is a Trump supporter.
Then why did she think they were all Trump supporters?
She just got it in her head that they must be.
Oh, I'd be so mad. I'd give her a sponge. That community service, work it off.
Yeah, she's a little bit nutty.
Or creamy, as it were. Wow.
All right. Boy, God, I just hope this election gets over. I'm so tired of it. It just keeps dragging on and on and on.
Well, actually, the amount of time between the beginning of the primaries and the time that the election happens was always a predetermined amount of time. We should have all known how long it would take.
I just hope that I can get that deposit I put down on the place in Canada. No, not like that one. Well, at least after the election, I can start looking at Facebook again. That place ticks me off. Everybody's got an opinion.
I don't even get that one.
Well, no, that's serious. I want to stop looking at, you know, because Facebook, if somebody posts something and you disagree with it and you express that opinion, everyone like jumps all over you. I hate it.
Yeah, it's a open argument. All the time. I actually never, almost never go to Facebook.
Yeah. And then I can stop drinking as much. All right. Well, we'll be right back on the English Express Radio podcast with when Expedia attacks and scientific test on 6-month-old babies.
Lovely.
We'll be right back.
Years of research, testing, and careful planning. Thrown right out the window. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience means she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Cliff.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express Radio Podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
While you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today? How do you spell mousetrap? C-A-T. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Don't worry, Brandon. It'll be a short segment, you complaining ass.
I'm thinking about adding another mousetrap to my house.
Don't you have enough, dude?
But this one found me, and it's really nice.
Okay, you are becoming the crazy Catwoman. I'm not joking. And by Catwoman, I don't mean the superhero.
Meow.
Are you serious? You're adding another cat to your house?
This one showed up in my backyard, and every time I go outside, it like lives in the tree between the house behind me. So it just comes out and says hi, and it's a really nice cat, and I like it. And the thing about outdoor cats is they're at like a high risk for dying. And now that I like this cat, I don't want it to go out there and die.
I guess if you already have 26, what's the 27th?
Right, exactly. I mean, animal control and I, we've got a whole bribery system worked out. They look the other way. It works out.
All right. Well, this is going to be a short segment, as I mentioned, because, we had a pretty long segment to start the show. So, we won't take too much of your time. I wanted to start with experiments on babies.
Yes.
Is that a...
Please do. I would love to start experimenting on babies.
You don't have a problem with that?
Well, you just proposed doing it. I'm willing to jump on board and get in at the ground floor.
Do you think that babies have ethics? Like, what do babies believe in at the age of 6 months old?
I think that they believe in needing help and thinking about helping others at 6 months old.
Okay. Well, that's what they were trying to find, basically. So they had some a series of psychological experiments. And my favorite one featured babies aged 6 months to 1 year. They can't talk. They don't really understand language yet. And they watched a puppet show that starred a couple of wooden shapes. So they're not even people. They're just colorful shapes. That's trying to climb a hill. So they show, trying to get down, okay? Another character comes along and helps the shape climb up. But just before he reaches the top, another toy appears and pushes it down to the bottom of the hill.
What a jerk!
And so they watch this several times, the poor shape trying to get up the hill. And then Triangle shows up and pushes him down again, okay? And then...
three-pointed prick.
So then they take the babies to another room where they have, you know, circle, triangle, and square, and they get to choose. And they
interact with the objects.
That's exactly it. And they found that infants overwhelmingly preferred the helpful shape to the
other two.
To the other shape. They wanted to hang out with circle or square or whatever. Whoever's trying to help, everybody wanted that toy. And it wasn't a subtle statistical trend. Almost every single one of the babies reached for the good shape.
Yep.
That was impressive to me that the babies at that age, at that young age, understand and know what to do.
They've done tests with babies even younger, and they monitor it by eye contact, because at that point, that's pretty much all you can look at. And so... They do tests similar to that, and the babies are watching the positive character, you know, the good character. They watch that character the whole time, you know, learning from that one kind of thing.
Yeah, it was an impressive study to me. So little babies, they know right from wrong. They also get scared when you watch scary movies.
What?
My wife was away for a while and I was watching Django Unchained.
Oh my.
I had to turn it off. This is a number of years ago when it was new, and my other son was like pretty small, and he's and I'm like, yeah. All right, I'm turning it off.
Like when children witness their mothers being murdered, that stays with them.
Well, yeah, and
traumatize the baby. It's how Dexter was born.
It's a television show. Google it. How do you book your?
I don't watch the last season. Sorry.
How do you book your hotel rooms?
Through you.
No, I mean, do you use third-party websites like Expedia?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, have you ever tried to cancel a reservation through Expedia?
No.
Well, Cara Viramontes couldn't believe what she saw when she opened an email from travel site Expedia. She had tried to call them. She was honest, but the lady wasn't helpful. She asked to speak to a supervisor, and she wouldn't let him speak to a supervisor. She said, no refunds. Sorry, it's past the expiration date, you know, or the cancellation date. And so, sorry.
Well, if that's what she agreed to, then tough luck, lady.
Yeah, but what happens when you then receive an email from them officially, and it says, what does it say? It says, it's your fault. It says, your fault. You couldn't get your money back. F you. And they gave it to her. And along with some other things, she has forwarded that to Expedia Corporate, and they're apologetic. They're giving her back the $600 she paid for plane tickets. And,
Yeah, why don't you
That's
go ahead
not and acceptable.
Free travel coupons too, because I have this on your letterhead that it says blank you and I want to sue.
Yeah, so she took pictures of it and made a big deal about it. They're giving her a $500 voucher. I just can't believe it when a company like that like goes that far. That's customer service right there.
That's an angry employee who has rights to a system. That's what
yep,
that is.
That's it. All right, guys, thanks for joining us this week on the English Express Radio Podcast. Join us next week when we're going to be talking about great things. I don't know what yet.
Man, you really sold that, too. I was waiting.
All right, guys. Have a great week.